Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today. I'm Fernando Uribe here, and you're there this the 7th of February, the year 2017. Folks, I want to welcome you all for listening from wherever and however you've done the Blog Talk Radio. Here again for the 30-plus best minutes of commercial-free dating advice you'll find anywhere online. It's always here every Tuesday night with Dating Today. And this week's edition, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. You can check out their website, which is www.masoncivic.org. Now, they're a wonderful local nonprofit organization established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to assist community members and all groups in need throughout the area. They've sponsored programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education activities for residents of all ages. Again, you can visit their office Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., which is located at 1200 Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can always call them as well, 201-706-8088. You can speak to the great office manager, Ms. Tanya Garcia, who is more than willing to help out in any which way she can to benefit the Mason Civic League and community. Again, folks, don't forget to check them out again online at their website, www.masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Great local nonprofit that I'm proud to partner with here. And again, they bring you this week's edition of Dating Today. I also want to acknowledge folks here on the podcast tonight, Son Cubano. Check out their website by going to www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, just minutes outside of New York City, right by the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge, easily accessible via New York Waterways, New Jersey Transit, as well as Lyft or Uber. It's a wonderful local establishment, folks. I'm proud to partner with them, as they have been staunch supporters of my philanthropy since 2013. You can call their reservation hotline at 201-399-2020. Once again, their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Whether it's lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, make Son Cubano that destination for you. Now, again, it's one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, offering incredible Cuban cuisine and the beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. Don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter, and like them on Facebook. Also, folks, I want to acknowledge here on the program, Cromcakes.com, a wonderful local media site. You can check out www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's hosted by one of my dearest friends, Miss Ashley Cromcakes, coincidentally one of the hosts for the March of Dimes event I host every April at Son Cubano. Fernando Uribe is saving babies. And again, the 2017 edition comes to you on Friday night, 28th. I'll share more information about it in the coming weeks. But again, I'm very proud to have Ashley co-host with me again. I also want to acknowledge Rough Rehab, folks. It's a wonderful local shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. It's an exceptional no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue. Please check out their website, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B. org. And folks, if you're looking for that special pet in your life, a wonderful dog or cat, Rough Rehab will get you that pet to start off the new year in a wonderful way. And listen, whether it's a birthday or even a Valentine's Day gift, that special someone could use that pet courtesy of Rough Rehab. Folks, I also want to acknowledge on the program tonight here, Facepalm Gaming, a great local site here. Again, you can check them out on Twitter. Follow them at gaming_palm. And also follow them on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. You can also check out their online page, which is twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Now, they stream content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, all the way to FPSs, which are first-person shooters. It's a great online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that we all enjoy. And again, I want to thank Facepalm Gaming, Rough Rehab, Cromkicks.com, Sunkawan, and of course, especially our sponsor here, the Mason Civic League, for bringing you this week's edition of Dating Today. Folks, a toll-free hotline to call in tonight and opine. I look forward to hearing from you. Please, 646-649-1926. Once again, toll-free hotline tonight to call in. I want to hear from you, my loyal listening audience, 646-649-1926. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at your_favorite_Fernando, and also on Twitter at theglorious_FUJ. I can't say enough, really, folks, about how, it's going to be great, and I can't, you know, just say enough about really the feedback for the program and overall just the warmth I'm getting from all my loyal listeners. Again, all the way down to Raleigh, North Carolina, down to Miami, Florida, Dallas, Texas, home of, you know, just home of so many dear friends of mine and members of Cowboy Nation, all the way out to Bakersfield, California, and some friends in Boston, Massachusetts, who today got to enjoy their fifth Super Bowl parade for the New England Patriots. So congrats to all the Patriot fans. A wonderful game, probably one of the best Super Bowls of all time this past Sunday as the Patriots came back from a 25-point deficit to defeat the Falcons. I'll tell you right now, I don't know who choked more recently, whether it was the Falcons in the Super Bowl or Hillary during the last election. I don't know. It's pretty close, but I'll have to sort of think about that one. But again, congrats to my friends listening in Boston tonight here on the podcast, and of course, congrats to them on their Patriots winning Super Bowl 51. All right, folks, again, the toll-free number to call in tonight. We'll hear from you again, 646-649-1926. Once again, 646-649-1926 is the number to call in and hear, actually, I want to hear what you have to say here on the podcast on Dating Today. And folks, what I wanted to share with you this evening is a topic that's sort of near and dear to my heart. I'm one of those that, again, part of the reason that I host the podcast and, certainly the book itself as I'm trying to work on it and get it done. And it's a project that's been near and dear to my heart. I've been working on it for some years now, and hopefully it's soon to be, as I said, it's soon to be completed, and I can't say enough about really the, again, you know, I think the response and really the, I guess, the support that I've gotten from friends of mine here on the show that are very excited about the book being completed, hopefully in the following months. And listen, I can't say enough about what it means to me as it pertains to my loyal listeners. I mean, they make a very, very concerted effort to let me know how the show is, that they really appreciate everything that the show represents and sort of the constructive advice that I provide on a weekly basis. And it's, it's a responsibility to be here on the show and every week and to really, come out with the best, advice I can provide to my listeners. Because, listen, overall, again, when we think about dating, it can be difficult. And for a lot of my single friends, dating is something that, can be challenging. It can be something that is laborious and sometimes time-consuming. And, I can't really say enough about what it means. Especially living here in the New Jersey area, in New York City, right across the river, the ability to meet people is so overwhelming. And it really is something that is, I would say, a relief, I think, because the volume is there. But at the same time, you know, what I can tell you is that it's not always, you know, as cracked up as it is, you know. And I know many people enjoy the thrill of the chase, you know, especially guys that I know in dating. A lot of male friends of mine look at dating as sort of like a recreational activity, you know, as a pastime, you know, something to, you know, entertain themselves with, something to be very, I want to say consumed with, but at the same time, something that distracts them from either a busy work schedule or other responsibilities that they have. And, you know, dating is something that, you know, the process itself should be fun. You know, certainly meeting new people, I think, is always one of the better tenets of life. You know, not everyone you meet, you can date. Certainly there are some women I know I've gone on dates with throughout my years that I ended up not dating for whatever reason, whether she wasn't attracted to me or I wasn't attracted to her. But we ended up becoming, you know, friends and very cordial and civil, and that's a great thing. But if you're able to date consistently, you're able to meet people, that's always a welcome. And one of the components here on the show that I've always been, you know, that I've been consistent about is having that confidence, having that ability to, you know, go out there and be who is persistent, someone who is determined, someone who can, you know, ultimately be a quality person that you ultimately want to date. And it's interesting when I was talking to some friends over the weekend, and they were just, you know, talking to me about, you know, dating and sort of, you know, how they're consumed sometimes with the overwhelming amount of dating apps that end up sometimes becoming so commonplace in today's dating scene, whether you're using apps like Tinder or Bumble or other apps. I don't really know the other apps, to be honest with you. I know there's a lot more out there. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, you go out, you meet people, and again, there's no shortage of, you know, men and women to date, especially here in the New York City area. I mean, the population is overwhelmingly large. And for a lot of my listeners, they've told me consistently, well, Fernando, you know, it's not hard to meet people. It's just about meeting quality people. And, you know, one of the things that I've always found interesting about dating in my years and being over 40 now, is that, you know, there's, you know, going out and meeting people is really not that difficult. It's sort of, you know, sifting through the volume and figuring out who's worth spending time with and spending money on. You know, there's nothing more valuable, I think, than lost time. I mean, money, certainly you hate to lose money, but when you date someone for a certain amount of time and it ends up not materializing, sometimes you look back and say, well, you know, you lost time with that. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions about dating is, well, you know, if you date, you just go out and date again and try to recover that time. Well, what I can say to my listeners tonight, and it's something that I have advocated for repeatedly throughout my podcast, is, you know, being able to really sit there and decipher exactly who's worth dating and who's worth the time. And that's not always easy. You know, by and large, when we meet people, we're instantly either attracted to them or we're not. And it's the physical that sort of, you know, tends to dominate the equation early on when we meet people. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've gone on dates in my lifetime, and, you know, certainly I'm not going to go out with a woman if I'm not attracted to her. If there's nothing, if she's not visually appealing, I'm sorry, that doesn't make me superficial. It doesn't make me shallow. It's the truth. It's biology. You know, why would you go out to dinner or drinks with someone you're not attracted to or don't find attractive? I mean, you can't be that bored, okay? And, you know, I think this applies to the same thing for ladies. You know, I don't feel ladies are going to go out to dinner or meet a man for drinks unless with the goal, you know, of it being romantic somehow. You know, if you're going out with a buddy of yours from work or one of your best friends, that's one thing. But if you're going to go out on a date, you know, there has to be something that attracts you to this person. And it's no different, again, than with men than with women. Women are, I think, by and large, don't go out with ugly men. That's certainly their prerogative, but it's not something that's very common. And the same thing with men. I don't think that it's really one of those elements that we think about. I don't think it's something that, you know, as a as an advocate for dating. Again, that's why I host a show here on Blog Talk Radio every week, is to get people motivated, to get people excited about dating and why, to be honest, it's something that can be, you know, interesting. It can be rewarding if you meet that special person. It doesn't always happen that way, unfortunately. You know, I think that one of the things that can complicate dating is sometimes we don't know what we want, and we end up, you know, meeting people that are a waste of our time, that are, you know, I guess, listen, for lack of a better word, don't end up being productive for us. And it's unfortunate. It's something that I don't ever try to, you know, tell people about. It's something I don't always try to shove down people's throats when it comes to my dating history and when I try to give them solid advice. I just try to tell them consistently, listen, you know, it's something to roll the dice. You go on a date and it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, one of the things that here on the podcast, what I've tried to be very consistent about is approaching dating from a very healthy perspective and to sort of be, I guess, open and honest early on about what your intentions are. If you're looking just to be casual, I mean, that's important. I don't think a lot of guys sometimes are honest about it. I know I haven't been honest about it in my life. I'm not proud of that, but I mean, it's something, you know, a behavior that we engage in, you know, it's not done out of malice. We're not trying to do it to be evil people. I just think that as a guy, it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you go for volume and sometimes you're trying to sort of sift out, you know, the competition and what's out there in terms of, you know, the right candidate for you. And you know, again, it's one of those things that, you know, when we try to, you know, sit there and, you know, be, you know, judicious in our judgment, and when we're trying to sit there and be judicious about, you know, meeting the right people, going out on dates, and you're not going to know until you make it a point to put yourself out there, until you, you know, go out there and meet people. And what I've always tried to advocate for, again, is, you know, being patient, going out there and try not to rely, again, on technology, on social media or on dating apps. More times than not, when you're able to go out and meet people in the traditional sense, you know, go out maybe to not the gym. I don't ever recommend someone, you know, try to hit somebody at the gym. But if you're in COVID sports leagues, for example, like young professionals leagues, that's a great way to meet new people, perhaps meet a potential partner. Same thing when you go food shopping or you go to the mall. I mean, sometimes it's just simple things and that. Those very elementary encounters can be very, very productive instead of just relying on, you know, dating apps or stuff like that. And, you know, one of the things that about dating that has always been interesting to me is the different types of personalities that we can date and some of the different types of individuals that we come into contact with. And, you know, in previous episodes, I've always made it a point to be helpful to my listeners, to try to, you know, be someone who is insightful, someone who is going to be, again, just providing guidance in a way that's going to be productive for my listeners. And, you know, I look back as I've been just doing some editing on chapters. I've been looking back on my life and thinking back to, you know, who I dated, the types of personalities I've dated, you know, whether I dated women who are somewhat submissive and women who are workaholics, women who are maybe of a different political ideology than myself, maybe someone who's a vegetarian, someone who is not a drinker, maybe someone who's a smoker, maybe someone who's a recreational drug user. I mean, just marijuana. I mean, nothing worse than that. I mean, you know, I would never date a woman who, you know, uses cocaine, let's say, on a regular basis recreationally. I might sleep with them, you know, a few times, and but I wouldn't date someone like that, you know, on a permanent basis. It's just not something I want to be around and behavior that I condone, stuff like that. But so dating different types of personalities and profiles, I think, has always been very healthy for me. It's giving me, I think, sort of the knowledge and the experience to come out with, again, not just the book and give my own two cents about different dating perspectives, but at the same time, it's allowed me to do this show and come out and really be open and honest about the different types of females that are out there, especially for guys. You know, more times than not, we always tend to sort of focus on the physical, you know, sort of our types. You know, what do we like? Do we like blonde hair? Do we like light eyes? Do we like light complexions? What type of figures do we like? Do we like women with who are more top-heavy, as it pertains to their chest? Do we prefer women with more junk in the trunk, as they say? Do we prefer women with curves, maybe without curves? Who knows? I mean, so when we get past the physical and we get past, you know, the profiles that we like, and sort of like the physical features that we, you know, desire, it sort of progresses into the personalities. And tonight, what I want to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, especially the guys tonight, is looking at the reality about dating an alpha female. And for many of my male listeners tonight, hey, maybe that's a woman you're attracted to. And, you know, again, you know, when you think about alpha female, you think of a woman that's opinionated, outspoken, and sometimes overworked. And I've had a lot of my buddies say to me that they're sometimes too intimidated to date an alpha female. And that's fine. But the reality is that's, you know, if a guy isn't interested in dating an alpha female because they're intimidated, then more than likely that's not the type of guy the alpha female will be interested in anyway. Now, listen, sure, you know, if you're telling an alpha female you're intimidated by her, if you're nervous, but if you're constantly feeling threatened by her success or her personality, you know, guys, it speaks to your own insecurities. And I really wanted to cover that today because, let's be very fair, an alpha female has gotten to where she has in life by being confident. And guess what? She wants that same confidence in a partner. Now, whether you consider yourself an alpha or a beta female, I mean, there are ways to sort of complement the alpha female, you know, if you decide to date an alpha female. But, you know, you can do that. There are ways to complement the alpha female you're spending time with. So she can still, you know, sort of shine while allowing some sparks to fly in your relationship. And that's really what I wanted to cover today. And again, from my perspective, you know, when I look back at my life and I think of, you know, I dated a lot of alpha females. And I can tell you that I have never, ever been hesitant. I've never been apprehensive about dating an alpha female. And I can tell you right from the start that the number one reason why I've never refrained or have hesitated as it pertains to dating an alpha female is because I'm very confident. I'm very confident in myself. And I think that sometimes, listen, is it a detriment for me sometimes? Do I come across as cocky or as arrogant or as sort of full of myself? You know what? I get it. And I understand where that perception might come from. And I understand why, you know, where, you know, as I can say, you know, the apprehension comes from for guys. Because many men look at an alpha female and just say to themselves, you know, I don't want to deal with this. You know, it's not something that I am, you know, looking forward to. Again, I've had a lot of guys say to me, buddies of mine that have always said, you know, do me a favor, avoid them. You know, they're not worth the headache. They are overwhelmingly domineering. It's just not, you know, a type of woman that I want to deal with. And what I've always told friends of mine, especially my guy friends, is that when you decide to sort of, again, have a set and you can be confident and you decide to be someone that is sure of yourself, I'm telling you, that's going to be extremely beneficial for you. And I can tell you that in my lifetime, you know, having dated a good amount of alpha females, what they've all told me consistently is, you know what, Fernando, we applaud you because, you know, you're a tough cookie yourself. You're confident. I don't ever feel as if I intimidate you, and you can hold your own. And I'll tell you, when you're dating an alpha female, you have to be able to do these things. You have to be able to hold your own in a conversation. You have to be able to hold your own in an argument. You have to be able to hold your own, I think, overall in the relationship. And that's not always easy. Again, you're dating an alpha female. Just by the very name, you're dating a woman that's going to have very strong personalities, very strong opinions, you know, very strong perspectives, values, beliefs, ideals. I mean, that's just, again, I can't tell you enough how challenging it can be, but how rewarding it is. And the reason I say that to you is because, again, having done that in my lifetime, having been able to, you know, successfully date women like that, I've never felt apprehensive about it. And today, you know, really what I want to share with my male listeners is the opportunity to sort of give you the same skills, to sort of bestow my knowledge on you and say, you know what, it's not impossible. It's a little work, I'm not going to lie to you, but it's not laborious either. And you know, when you do that, you know, it can be rewarding. And it can be something that can be very fulfilling. So the first thing, you know, again, sort of some of the tips tonight I wanted to sort of share with you is, you know, in terms of what you need to know when dating an alpha female, the first thing is, number one, is that she wants you to take charge. Now, sometimes, you know, an alpha female's entire career is surrounded around decision-making. And after a long day of, let's say, organizing and attending to details, the last thing an alpha female sometimes wants to do is to pick where, you know, you and her are having dinner, you know, and certainly alpha females value and they like it when you as a guy value their opinion. If you want to bring it down to a couple options, then you know what, it already takes a lot of the mental burden away from the evening altogether. You know, it sort of alleviates the choice off of her. Now, listen, if an alpha female says she doesn't really care, she probably does, but she just doesn't want to make the decision. She just doesn't want to be bothered. She's leaving it up to you. So either offer her a couple of options, or, again, and don't be discouraged if she turns down your first one. Because, again, she's a very strong-willed person. Maybe she has a certain affinity for a specific cuisine. Maybe she's not on board with what you're selecting. All right? Now, again, this goes beyond meals. So I want just to sort of fix it on just, well, it's about food. And No. This goes beyond meals, gentlemen. Alpha females love putting themselves out there, but they know that outside of work that takes much more planning and more research. So more likely than not, you know, your alpha female is going to love just a lazy day just as much as if she, let's say, likes to go hiking, for example. So instead of expecting her to plan activities, ask her if she feels like doing something. If she says yes, you know, pull up a Groupon or your local, you know, website, local newspaper's website, and find something you both enjoy. And I can tell you that for me, that's worked immeasurably, because I know that I'm someone, number one, I mean, I look at myself as an alpha male. So I know that I can be very opinionated. I can be very outspoken. I can be very decisive. And I know when I've dated alpha females in my lifetime, and certainly, yes, I value her input and her ideas about what to do. But more times than not, when it comes, let's say, to go out to dinner, you know, I've always been the one to suggest a place. Now, yes, I defer sometimes to my partner, and I will ask her, hey, you know, are you in the mood for something? Are you in the mood to maybe go out to a restaurant that we've gone out to before that you like, for example? And sometimes the alpha female will say, yeah, you know, I like this spot you took me to, so you know, such and such place, at such and such a date, you know? And that's fine. I'll say, okay, great. You know, you like that spot? All right, well, obviously I like it too because I brought you to it. But if she is just, you know, sort of if she's just indifferent and says, well, honey, you pick, I'll be the first one to tell you, I will pick a spot like that. And only because, like, I know what I like in terms of restaurants. I'm not going to go venture out to a Thai restaurant or go eat, you know, I don't know, Mexican food. I don't do that. I know what I like when it comes to, say, to restaurants. I know what I like when it comes to cuisine. I like Cuban cuisine. I like brick oven pizza, for example. I like very different type of establishments locally. So I know where to go. I like wine tasting. So I know what restaurants to go to in the city where it'll be fun. It'll be enjoyable. We can sit down and talk over a glass of wine and have a good meal. So I'll tell you right now, again, be decisive. Take charge. An alpha female likes that. They'll respect you more. And again, it just alleviates a lot of the work that they have, because they may be inundated with work anyway when it comes to what they do for a living. So do that. You know, be decisive, take charge, you know, make plans, whether it's dinner, if you're looking to do something different, you know, if, for example, especially during the cold months, you know, if going out on a weekend isn't probably in your best interest, you can just say, hey, listen, do you want to just, you know, stay in, you know, Fernando and chill. And for me, you know, as someone who's an avid TV watcher, who is an avid fan of certain shows, I very much enjoy staying in, especially during the winter months. Not so much during the summer months, like during the spring and summer. Yeah, I like to be outside, of course. I don't think that's uncommon from too many people, especially here in the New Jersey area. Sometimes our winters can be very rough. So as soon as it's a little warm, hey, you know, you want to be outside. Maybe you want to go out and be at an open patio and have drinks. Or maybe you want to go out to one of the many rooftop bars in New York City that are great. They give you a beautiful view of the city of Manhattan from a rooftop. Maybe you want to go play mini golf or something. Maybe you want to go outside and, you know, go to a beer garden. Maybe you want to be outside on a pier and having wine or sangria. I mean, there's just a lot of options to do. But, you know, during the winter months, if it's cold, I'll be the first one to tell my partner, hey, listen, let's stay in. It's Fernando and chill. I have a nice 55-inch screen, smart TV. I have, you know, Hulu, Netflix, and I'm sure we can find something to watch. And then certainly that can transition into something even more enjoyable, if you get my meaning. So, but the reality is that, you know, I like to take that sort of assertiveness. I like to be, you know, sort of in charge and take the initiative. And you know what? Females will appreciate that. Females will, you know, tell you that they respect that. They really, really do. And I think it's something that, you know, in the end, they'll be grateful for. Because, it takes a lot of the legwork off of them, and they don't have to be burdened with having to think, you know, that they're probably so overwhelmed at work that the last thing you want to do is come home and think. You just want to relax and let the guy take charge. And sometimes that's what a lot of alpha females want. Second thing you need to know about dating an alpha female is, listen, she wants to be the breadwinner while still, you know, feeling taken care of. And, you know, you might be like, what the hell does that mean? Well, plain and simple, alpha females are hustlers. They love to work. They love to make money. So, you know, and it was never alluring to them to be dependent on another person, much less a man. But that doesn't mean that alpha females don't like sweet gestures, okay? And, you know, believe it or not, they can tell you that, you know, they like the simple things. They very much look at money when it comes to relationships very simply. You know, you pay for the date if you planned it, guys. You know, never use, you know, the excuse of, oh, let's go 50-50 on the bill, unless you're in some sort of time, some very, very, you know, drastic times of a financial downfall, guys. You know, be fair. You know, if you're going to take her out, take her out. And she'll appreciate that, because you know what? When you're dating an alpha female and she sees that you go out and you pay for the date, that you take her out to dinner, guess what? At least expect it after dinner. Yeah, let's say you want to go to a jazz club or you want to go grab dessert somewhere. You know what she's going to do? She's going to be like, hey, honey, I'll pick up this check. And that's really alluring. And that, to me, let me tell you something. I'm a guy who is very much a believer and a practitioner of chivalry. I'm a guy that very proudly and still consistently will hold doors for women. I'll put their jackets on when we're about to leave an establishment. I will pull out a chair for a female. I will open the car door. I will close it for her. I will, you know, be a gentleman. I will be chivalrous. You know, when it comes time to having dinner and we're in a restaurant, I let the lady order first. I never order for the lady. I never order before her. You know, those are simple things that, listen, an alpha female loves chivalry. She loves those little things. Believe me, she does. But when you are deciding to, you know, do simple little gestures like take her out to dinner or take her out for frozen yogurt when the weather gets warmer, or you take her out for ice cream, or you take her out to a movie, I'm telling you, an alpha female is going to turn around and say, hey, by the way, what are we doing afterwards? And guess what? She'll pick up the check. 9 times out of 10, she's going to do that. Why? Because she appreciates the gesture on your part just to take her out to dinner, and that you being the man, you are showing a willingness to still practice chivalry. And that means a lot to an alpha female, and they appreciate that. They really, really do. Another thing, again, you should know about dating an alpha female is that, you know, she will love when you reaffirm her. You know, listen, first and foremost, guys, don't try to out alpha the ladies. It's not a competition competition, okay? And most likely, you're going to lose anyway, okay? Quite frankly, it's sexier for women when you celebrate them. It shows that you're not intimidated by their accomplishments and that you truly support them. Every alpha female is used to working her ass off and not getting acknowledged for it. You know, again, I don't want to get into a whole social justice debate here. You know, I'm not one of those people when it comes to politics here on the show. I'm not going to start talking about, you know, income inequality or the wage gap between men and women. That's not what this is about. But, you know, again, the reality is that, you know, unfortunately, sexism is still alive and well in the workplace, some more than others. I'm not saying everywhere. Don't get me, you know, out there as some social justice, you know, warrior now trying to advocate for everything. Again, sexism is alive and well in the workplace. I know that as a man. I've never had to experience it, but I know it exists. And the reality is that women in many different type of industries and professions have to work twice as hard to be twice as successful just to be awarded, you know, for being exceptional, okay, for being a woman, you know. And based on that work ethic that they need and that desire and, again, just sort of the effort that they have to put forth, you know, it's forced women to develop a higher sense of independence as well. But you know what? At the end of the day, it feels that much better to be complimented by their partner. I've dated alpha females, and I've dated alpha females that are in very different professions that make good money, that are intelligent. They're very good at their jobs. You know, they're very proficient. They're hustlers. You know, they work hard. And you know, one of the things that really is important is to give her due. You know, something that I've always appreciated from women that I've dated is sort of getting a pat on the back. And I think at the end of the day, fellas, you know, we always like that, you know, we enjoy that encouragement. We enjoy having that woman next to us that is going to have our back and is going to, you know, give us a massage when we've had a rough week or when we're tired and we're working very, very hard. And when we have a woman that can do that for us, I mean, that's such a relief, and it's extremely reassuring. You know, one of the things that I was talking about this with my attorney from my foundation the other day, she was saying to me, you know, I have to tell you, Fernando, you know, the other day I was talking about you to one of my coworkers about, you know, the guy that I work with on a foundation. You know, he's the CEO and the founder. And certainly, you know, as I sit on the executive board, she said to me, you know, I have to tell you that Fernando is probably one of the most hard-working individuals I've ever met. And she asked me, she's like, you know, when you date women, do they tell you that? And I think consistently for many years now, and going back for some time, I've always – it's been a relief to hear that from women I've dated. I've dated women that, again, as I was finishing grad school – and then after grad school and then getting into academia, and then as my philanthropy really has taken off in the last, I would say, 5 years, you know, having that woman next to me that says, hey, Fernando, I have to tell you, I am super proud of you. I am extremely, you know, blessed to be with you. And you know what, when you have accomplished this academically and now you're accomplishing certain things philanthropically, you're getting awards. I mean, I'm proud to be there. I'm proud to be by your side and support you and just applaud you. And I'll tell you something, that is worth its weight in gold, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you that in previous years when I dated women that were always very supportive of my academic achievements, you know, working in academia as a professor and then sort of, you know, applauding my efforts philanthropically, that's been a relief, you know. And I can tell you that in recent years, you know, I've been very, very fortunate that for some years now I've won a considerable amount of awards for my philanthropic efforts and the charity events that I've hosted. I'm proud to say I've won over 20 awards. As a matter of fact, I just got an email today from the American Cancer Society that I'm very blessed after raising over $6,000 last year for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer campaign that I will be, that I'm invited to their upcoming Celebration of Gratitude, as I'll be receiving a Pacesetter Award for my efforts. And it's my sixth Pacesetter Award in the last 7 years. So it's something I'm very proud of. And And over the years, when I've won these awards, I've certainly dated different women during the time that I won these awards at different periods, you know, in my life. And, you know, it's meant a lot to me, you know, despite relationships souring and not working out. And you know, one of the things I will always say favorably about my exes is that when it came time to, you know, respect my philanthropy, to show support for my philanthropy, that they've been there, that they've gone to dinners with me, that they've sat there next to me when I've received awards, when I've received commendations from the New Jersey State Legislature, signed by the both chambers, both of the State Assembly and the State Senate here in New Jersey, and that they've been there with me to receive the award, that they've been there with me to show their support. I mean, that makes it that's something that I'll never forget. And certainly, yes, I've had relationships fall apart and dissolve and even become quite sour with my exes because of, you know, things that have happened and, you know, we're no longer together and things of that nature. But the reality is that, you know, just like I really cherished, you know, getting that pat on the back and the big hug and saying, you know, I'm really proud of you, honey. That's what I've tried to do to the women I've dated. When the time has come to acknowledge their hard work, when it's time to acknowledge their achievements and their perseverance and the effort that they've put forth in their careers to, you know, move up the ladder. I know what it's like to enjoy the compliments, enjoy the positive reinforcement. Believe me, when you're dating an alpha female, they deserve the same. And again, I'm not to get into this whole, you know, liberal social justice talking point, but yes, you know what? Women have to work twice as hard as men in a lot of professions. And when they get up to a certain level of achievement, it's nice to acknowledge it and let your partner know how important her work is and, you know, how great she is because she's had to work very hard to get to where she's at. So make sure you do that, guys. Another thing also, I think, you know, listen, this is the one that for a lot of guys, I think it should be a given, but, you know, an alpha female wants you to dominate her in the bedroom. You know, by the time that you hit the sheets and you know, she gets to turn off her thoughts, she wants the guy to take control, to take off her clothes and, you know what, take care of business. And it goes beyond mentally unwinding. Like, being dominated is a huge turn-on for alpha females. And some people have sexual fantasies is because it's an allure, unrealistic situations. So if you spend the majority of your day as the boss in your office, there's nothing sexier than switching positions in bed. So if you're dating an alpha female, don't wait, you know, for months and years into the relationship to spice it up. You know, try new positions, you know, take control, you know, be in charge. Chances are that your alpha female probably likes it a little rough, a little hair pulling, some spanking, are sort of like the easy ways to play the dominant role. And believe it or not, that really works. You know, I mean, of course, most important, you know, talk about consent beforehand or, you know, think of a safe word again, you know, when it comes to that stuff, you know, if you're going to be, you know, playfully trying to be domineering over an alpha female. But I'll tell you something, it's worked. And I can tell you from my experience when dating an alpha female, she wants that. She wants you to be, you know, assertive in bed in the sense of, you're taking control of her, you know, you're on top of her, you're taking her clothes off, you're pleasing her, you're, you know, really into foreplay, you are, you know, showing her how much you enjoy it, you know, you turn her over, you're pulling her hair, you're spanking her, and she enjoys that. And believe it or not, trust me, from the alpha females I know that I've dated, they enjoy that. They don't want you to be submissive to them. They, you know, they want to be submissive to you. They may not say that openly, but deep down, when it gets into the bedroom, that's what ultimately what many alpha females want. So take that into consideration, guys. You know, again, you know, don't choke anybody, don't, you know, hit anybody, but, you know, show assertiveness. Show that initiative that you want to, like, take care of her in bed. And believe me, she'll love you right back. And the last thing I think is I think is helpful for alpha females is that they want you to be aware about what's known as the laws of distraction. And it's something, as a term I've seen in some research I've done in my writing. But like I said, you know, if you're dating an alpha female, she probably overworks herself, which usually comes along with a lot of self-induced stress because of her job. Maybe she works a lot of hours. Maybe she brings work home. So listen, guys, you need to know when to relieve her with humor and affection and when to let her, when to let her lock herself away to get done, you know, when she needs to just take a night out to get work done at home and she doesn't, you know, want to be around anybody. And sometimes, like, the latter is easier to detect because if she's busy and she needs to get work done, let her get work done, you know? But if you see her start to get worked up, try to make her laugh, you know, shower her with some kisses, you know, be funny, be goofy, be silly, you know? And that makes a big difference. You know, I can tell you from having dated alpha females in my lifetime, you know what, when you are doing that and they're overworked sometimes and they're bringing work home and they just feel overwhelmed and they come home and they tell you, oh my God, like I had all this to do today. You know what? Be silly with her. Be funny. You know, throw some jokes at her. You know, make her laugh. I mean, it's a great way to sort of diffuse the tension that she's already feeling in her mind. And she's probably already stressed out beyond all belief. You know what? Make it easier on her. Give her a sense of just like, you know, a distraction. You know, if she's coming home and she's got reports to do or emails to answer and she has to get a presentation done, whether it's PowerPoint or essays or something. And you know what? If she can't see you and you were looking forward to seeing her and she can't come over, or let's say you live together or whatever, then guess what? You know, give her space. Let her finish her work. Let her do her thing. You know, but if she's home or if she's coming over and you're spending some time with her, make her laugh, gentlemen. Make her just, you know, forget about everything that's stressing her out at work. You know, be goofy with her. You know, maybe tell her, yeah, listen, take a quick break. Let's watch a cartoon or something. Let's watch a funny movie. Let's, you know, give her a massage. You know, rub her temple. You know, give her, you know, hug her. Just, you know, be sort of like that welcome distraction that she needs. Because, again, she's overwhelmed at work. She's used to probably being the boss or in charge of her department or her division or whatever. Give her something to distract her, you know. Make her feel, you know, funny. Make her feel just warm. Make her just, you know what, just distract her. Distract her from what's stressing her out to begin with. And believe me, she'll adore you more for that when you're able to do that, when you're able to make her laugh, when you're able to you know, make her giggle. Or even be goofy. If it's about, like, do something funny to make her laugh at you, that's fine. You know, I'll be the first one to tell you. I mean, I'd like to think I have a good sense of humor. I'd like to think that I'm a funny person. I know that consistently in all my years of dating, I know I've been able to make women laugh. And that's a big skill to have. I think women appreciate that more. Aside from looks, you know, which I bring to the table as well, the fact that I can make you laugh, I think, is also a plus. And when you're dating an alpha female, guys, you know, make her laugh, you know. And she's working X amount of hours. Don't feel like, you know, don't let her just sort of wander in her own misery. You know, she's probably looking for you to sort of be that relief, to be that shoulder to cry on or to be that support system. Do that. You know, be that support system. You know, let her vent. If she needs to vent, let her vent. If she is overworked and you know what, you know, she needs to laugh or maybe she needs a quick break. Hey, listen, let's go grab a froyo. Let's go maybe grab, you know, a dessert somewhere. Just something to distract her. Make her feel like you are being there for her and you're distracting her from the stress that she's overwhelmed with, you know. And believe me, guys, tonight's advice will come in very handy. And trust me, doing all these things are monumentally important and they'll go a long way in helping you date an alpha female and to keep her. And that's ultimately, I think, if that's what you're interested in, that's what it's all about. Well, folks, again, you know, the show's really flown by tonight. And if you missed any part of the podcast, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/dating today to listen to not only tonight's episode, but all of my previous episodes free of charge. You can do so from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet, anywhere, anytime. So whether you're commuting to work, at the gym, walking your dog, doing grocery shopping, running errands, folks, Dating Today is there to listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So again, I appreciate you tuning in tonight. Once again, I want to thank my sponsor, the Mason Civic League. Folks, again, check out this great local nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. They're located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call their office or visit their office. Again, call them at 201-706-8088 or visit them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. They're doing some great things this month in honoring Black History Month. And, of course, they'll be having some great events. Again, check out the website and you'll find out more information about all the great activities that the Mason Civic League sponsors each and every day. I also want to acknowledge here on the program, folks, Son Cubano Restaurant. Again, check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place, again, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel in Western New York, New Jersey. Again, only minutes away from the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge. Easily accessible via New York waterways, New Jersey Transit, as well as grabbing an Uber or Lyft. Son Cubano is that special place for you. So whether it's lunch, dinner, or any occasion, again, call the reservation hotline, 201-399-2020, and make a reservation today for just the incredible Cuban cuisine that they provide with a beautiful skyline in Manhattan to enjoy 7 days a week. Again, like them on Facebook if you haven't already, folks, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to acknowledge here on the program, Cromkicks.com, a great local media site hosted by my dear friend, Ms. Ashley Cromkicks. Again, you can check out the website, www.cromkicks.com. And again, it's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com, a great local media site. Check them out. Also, folks, make sure you check out Rough Rehab, an outstanding local shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mount Licks, New Jersey. It's an amazing no-kill northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. Check out their website, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. Again, if you're looking to adopt a wonderful dog or cat, Rough Rehab will get you that special pet that you've been looking for. So, again, I want to thank Rough Rehab along with Cromkicks.com. Also, lastly, I want to thank also and acknowledge on the show here for their support on social media, Facepalm Gaming. You can follow them on Twitter at gaming_palm. Also, you can follow them on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. Check out their online link website, twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Now, they stream content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, all the way to FPSs, which are first-person shooters. It's a great online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games and entertain us all on a daily basis. Again, I want to acknowledge Facepalm Gaming, Cromkicks.com, Rough Rehab, Son Cubano NJ, and of course, our dedicated sponsor here, the Mason Civic League, as they help bring you the best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. Again, you can tune in from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet each and every week by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. So, again, each and every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., I hope to hear you again here on Blog Talk Radio. And, again, congratulations to all the New England Patriot fans celebrating their fifth Super Bowl on a rainy day in Beantown. So good night, Boston. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a we'll be right back. pressing down on my pain. I'm running away.